You're very welcome back to Near FM. You're listening to Lifeline with me, Paul O'Rourke. And I'm joined in the studio now by Nuri Tardio. Did I get that right, Nuri?
Yeah, Tardio.
Tardio? Yeah. I think that's an Italian name, is it?
No, it's really Spanish.
Is it?
Yeah, but sounds Italian.
It does, and I happen to know you're married to an Italian gentleman, so I put two and two together and I got five.
Yeah, well, actually they think it's my husband's surname, but
yeah,
no.
It's not.
No.
And you're originally from...
Bolivia.
Bolivia, yeah. What part of Bolivia?
The capital city, La Paz.
La Paz, which means peace.
Peace, exactly. And the altitude.
And is it a peaceful city?
Not really. It's very chaotic, like any capital city is crowded, lot of going on, people looking for job.
Yeah, much like Dublin, really.
Like Dublin, yeah, and the double of population.
Oh, it's about, what is it, about 2 million, something like that?
Yeah, nearly, I think we are going that so far.
And the weather's maybe a little better than here, is it?
Not really. The air is very thin, so it's cold. In summer, it goes to 20 degrees, 25, and that's it.
Yeah.
We have no really hot summer.
Sounds okay to me.
Yeah, mindful, gently for the body.
Yeah.
Yeah, enjoys.
And you've been here in Ireland how long, Nuri?
I have been 7 years.
7 years?
7 years.
Okay. And what have you been involved? I know later we're going to be talking about yoga that you do, but did you come here specifically to learn yoga or to do yoga?
No, not really. When I came to Ireland, I started to learn English and try to find myself in what I was doing since I was 20. So I work with children in Bolivia, in Austria. And when I came here, I started as well from the same field, childcare, Montessori. And I had a really good time until 2 years ago when I got sick again with the problems of lupus. And I started to think about what can I do later on when I get over 40.
Right. So did you have to give up your job because of your illness?
Yeah, because of healthy reasons, I started to wonder if it would be okay for me to keep going or do something else that make difference in my life, especially health-wise. And actually, I found myself that I like a lot of movement, exercise. And with the children, it was all about as well moving in different way. And in yoga, I found myself that I give all the effort and peaceful and release energies that I can say I block somehow with my childhood, teenagerhood, and
and
kind of work life.
So just so people know a little bit more about your illness, it's lupus, is that it?
Yeah, lupus is an immune system that sometimes strikes by itself. The doctors sometimes, they don't know where it come from or how it started, what's the trigger to start the illness. But sometimes you feel really weak. Internally, your system is damaged, your bones, your circulation blood, and the skin. So everything comes together. And whole system is like breaking in pieces down. And lupus is an illness that we don't see it from outside, but inside is causing a lot of damage. And just the people who suffer from lupus, they know in the morning how hard it is to get up and start building up the energy. And at the end, we feel very tired. But that comes the time.
Because I mean, I've heard the name lupus, but I don't think I know anybody apart from you who, or maybe I do, who has it.
Yeah.
So it's not that common, is it?
Well, here in Ireland, I didn't know, but I discovered there is a lupus center, and I'm going to meet them as well because I would like to try with them the yoga and try to help some of people that have the same problem. And it's very related to arthritis and rheumatism.
Right.
So lupus is all together with the system, immune system, but arthritis is just related, very close.
And how do doctors try to medicate? Do they have tablets? Or?
Yeah, the medication is constantly suggested not to give up, to keep for life. And it's a steroid, is the strongest one to stop the illness and keep going your normal life with energy. And that point as well, I found it hard to keep going because the steroids make me feel very angry sometimes, very excited, and the hormone levels were like jumping up and down and not feeling great at the end. So physically changing and not a good way. You know, usually women will look for keeping track in the weight, but with the hormones and the medication, it was all over the place.
Hmm. And are you still on the medication now, or are you off it?
I am already 6 months off. I gave up everything and try to go day by day. I still with the doctors. I go to them, I talk to the nutritionist, and they say it's my responsibility if I don't want to take the medication, because they know, and as well I know, that sometimes I am not going to be ready when the lupus is going to start again. And yeah, be prepared. In any moment that I need the medication, I have to take it. But for now, so far, so good.
So things could get worse, or what could be the worst thing that could...
The worst thing would be that inflammation in the joints, knees and hands and toes, and that stopped you keep moving because you have too much pain. And then the circulation starts to go slower, and you get little... kind of said in the toes color, purple color, red color, and you can't even wear shoes because it's too painful to put on.
Right, so you couldn't go out, you couldn't go to work.
Yeah. So I noticed with the time that stress was a little bit of reason for starting as well beating up the illness. Because I saw so many times when I was really angry or over pressure or under pressure that the stress was building up. And later on, I felt my body started to be agitated, anxious. Stress is one point where everything starts health-wise.
Yeah, it can be the cause of a lot of problems, can't it?
Mm-hmm.
And what did the doctors say to you about movement?
Some of them, they were suggesting not to go into strong movements. If I want to jog or go for a little running or simple movements, but very gently, very soft. And most of the time, if I am in pain, not doing anything. But for me, it was really hard, really, really hard.
Mm.
I was feeling that sometimes the hands went really stiff, not able to open and close. And I push myself to do it more. So there is a movement for yoga. As you inhale and exhale, keep forcing to come the circulation into your hands. And was making easier to start the morning. So if in the morning I was not able to open and close the hands or hold a bottle, so I started to do the movement for 20 minutes and more, and I felt the heat building up inside, so able to move a little bit more.
I think you were saying as well, the doctors, they didn't really encourage to do exercise or...
Not much. They encourage, but they said you have to see when you have a pain, not to do it too much effort, or very gentle yoga. And that comes from nature. I can be very gentle, or I can be sit down and just waiting that the pain goes away. I have to do something that came from inside.
You like to move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're talking with Nuri, who's from Bolivia. And she was telling us before the piece of music how she's battling or almost overcome her lupus. And one of the ways she's done that is by practicing yoga. And Nuri, so you got into yoga. Were you always attracted to yoga?
Yeah, actually I was doing by myself little stretching, not really knowing what I am doing. But on YouTube I found many suggestions. So I was copying, following. And as I said 2 years ago, I said to get a little deeper. I wanted to know a little bit more how it works, especially for the breathing. As breathing can bring a lot of energy, and as well you can manage to bring relief in the point where you have pain as you breathe. So that was interesting for me to know when you have any pain, by breathing you can keep pointing and closing your eyes and keep breathing. So I got a little bit deeper and deeper, and a year and a half I started to think about training, yoga training. And I didn't know to become a yoga teacher, just I wanted to know for myself how it works. And I got involved. I received a voucher from my husband, like a birthday present. All the intensive course, and I started, and it was so interesting to know many things about feelings, emotions when you go into the yoga, because it's just movements at the beginning physically, but then when you go with your emotions, you can finish crying because you feel frustrated, or you can feel powerful because you feel strong. Depends of the movements that you bring into the yoga. And the breathing is the most amazing thing you do naturally. The people do naturally, but it's very unconsciously. While we talk, when we eat, we are breathing. But when you breathe consciously, then it starts to be yoga everywhere. Now when I talk with you, I am breathing. I know what I am saying. When I am eating, I am breathing. When I am sitting, I am waiting. So everything is yoga according to the life. And in the movements, just well, you move according with your breathing. So that brings a little bit of mindfulness into your body, and your mind comes according with your breathing. And the postures, how to align the whole body when you're in the postures, and the journey, little by little, how you go into the posture. Because it's nice to go in the posture and feel you can do something wonderful. But the journey is really important, how you learn to go in there. So
very good. And where did you do your training?
That was in Crown Therapy Center in Renalach. And my teacher is Roy. If he hears me, a big hello. And they gave me everything that I needed. First of all, was giving me the tools to know why there should be sometimes a reason why we start doing something. And I didn't have any, just I want to know how it works. And the training and the intensive was for becoming teacher. And at the beginning for me was, I don't want to become teacher. I want just to know for me, and later on to help myself first. And little by little, we were doing practicing, more practicing. But I felt that I was not ready, not for showing somebody else how to do a posture. Yeah. And a lot of meditation. And the meditation for me was really strong and really hard and painful, because as not being able to move for more than 10, 15 minutes, my body started to ache. So one part for me was to relax my body in the meditation and not to have the urge to move. And I felt sometimes a spasm in my hands and the pain, because the meditation, it was just breathing and trying the point of relaxing.
So it was very difficult for you at the beginning, was it, with the lupus?
Yeah.
You didn't get through a full class at the beginning?
I did, and I was crying every day.
You forced yourself, yeah.
Yeah, and that was interesting. At the beginning, I was crying kind of every day because I was frustrated. My body was not agreed with anything. My mind was everywhere, not sure what really I'm doing. And I think everything came together. I left the medication. It's little by little, I was having less and less. And I think came together because I left my job. I didn't know what was the future after. So it was kind of unknowing.
Unknown, yeah.
Unknowing about anything from later on. And as well, because I spent a lot of money, time. You know, it's all these questions that comes into the mind and doesn't appreciate much about the present moment. And for me, it was that point when Roy helped me a lot to calm myself in the present moment. You are here. You are doing something useful. You are not wasting time. But at the beginning, the mind was, yes, I am. I am wasting. And helped me to realize how I have to accept myself. So yoga was a therapy, not physically, but mentally and emotionally, really powerful. And still, not because I finished the training and I am teaching a little bit now, means that I am so far, or I got a point, is until the end. So it's going to be for every day until the rest of my life. And that is my goal for now. Keep going so far I can.
Great. And for our listeners there, then, in terms of yoga, maybe some people don't know exactly what is yoga, or I know there's lots of different types, isn't there? What type do you teach, or did you learn?
In the center, we learn Hatha yoga. That is the basic of the postures and breathing and meditation. But yoga means union in the Sanskrit of Indian language. It's union of mind, body, and spirit. So there's many names of yoga, but the end, all of them are the same point, to unite the body, mind, and spirit. And as I believe the spirit comes from the air that we breathe in and out, and we feel the energy. As we inhale, we have energy. As we exhale, we relieve anything that we don't need. So yoga brings that union. And in the postures, there are movements that we do, and through the breathing, you go into the point that you are moving internally your system. Nervous system, digestion system, could be circulation, is activating whole body. So simple in the triangle, Trikonasana, you feel like you are doing nothing special, but as you inhale and exhale and maintain the posture and relax into the posture, lot of things are going on in your body. And if you maintain the alignment of your spine, the benefits are bigger. So it's step by step, the limbs started to relax and you don't feel tension when you activate whole arms and legs all together.
Very good. I suppose in terms of the yoga people know, maybe they're familiar with the one that was in fashion there recently, which is the Bikram yoga, which is the hot yoga. You'd sort of do it in 40 degrees and sweat a lot. And it's probably to do with losing weight and more than anything else.
Yeah.
But Hatha yoga, what is Hatha? Is it more breathing? And
Hatha is, first you start with the breathing. And Hatha is the basic of having both right and left according in balance. The left side of the body is the female and the right side is the male. So both energies are in everybody. So everybody has both energies, like the moon and sun. So Hatha is that union of the both energies, the strong sun and the cold of the moon. And as I said, Hatha brings the basis of the movement in the posture. So first start with stability, where you learn where your right and left foot are. So while you focus on your alignment, you as well focus on the limbs. You can look to the left, but you start thinking straight to the right. So you don't let one arm doing more than the other arm.
And what about some of the benefits then of yoga? What is it good for?
The benefits you can see by yourself little by little. If you feel a stiffness and very hard movement and the shoulders, tension, you release. At the beginning, it could be a little bit hard to follow, and especially the breathing, because you have to breathe very, very consciously and deep and strong breathing. But as you go a little by little into the postures and you learn how it works, you are going to notice a little bit more relaxed, more chilly. And your arms and legs are going to give more space to your body. So you're not going to feel contracted or tight. So you're going to feel like you want to open, expand.
Yeah, and in terms of health benefits, it's good for, I think, relaxation, insomnia, stress levels.
Yeah, you said it right. First, start for the digestion. As you inhale and exhale, as you move with the yoga movements and postures in the asanas, as we call, your digestion gets better. As your digestion gets better, everything starts to change because the energy is accumulated in the stomach. So the stomach is the fuel where the whole body starts. Whatever you eat, the way you eat and how you eat makes the difference how your body is going to react, how your body is going to perform, and the energy is going to be the same. In yoga, the mindfulness comes with that way.
Perfect. And finally, Nuri, where do you practice your, where do you give classes?
I have in Govindas, have five, and it's different type of...
That's on Abbey Street, isn't it?
Abbey Street, exactly. It's a type, it's Hatha yoga, but I bring a little bit of laughing yoga as well in the
right.
middle, that some people find it interesting and strange, but it is powerful. And then I have a Swan Leisure.
Swan Center in Swan Leisure in Rathmines,
is it? Rathmines.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I gave two days a week over there. And in the center where I did my training, in the Crown Center, as well 2 days. So I am in these three places for the moment.
Okay, so you're in Govinda's on Mondays, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
At 5:30, and the Swan Center?
5:15, and Thursday's midday.
Thursday midday. Okay, so anybody's interested in yoga, they can get along and try one of Nuri's classes. In the meantime, Nuri, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, I appreciate it, and we see us again.
Thank you.